Hey. Alright. It's before noon. That's pretty good. Looks nice out. I don't know what temp. What's the temperature? Maybe I should start doing the weather. It's like a real morning. 87 degrees in New York. And it is. That sounds hot. Alright. Well, I wear flip-flops. I like wearing people don't like people wearing flip-flops for some reason. You know, that's another... That's a persecuting the comfortable. I probably complain about that. But we do. We persecute the comfortable. Some flip-flops, cargo shorts, ponytails... I don't put my hair back in a ponytail because I know it's gonna. Ponytail. You want your hair out of your face? Hey, why don't you get a haircut like me? You don't have my haircut. You suck. Yeah, I don't wear cargo shorts anymore because I know that they are. That you're gonna be ridiculed. I'm not gonna go out in the streets and get made fun of by teenagers. All right, but I still wear flip-flops. I've heard those Crocs, extremely comfortable. I won't wear those. Let's check out the news so I can go outside and bask in the sunlight and sit in the grass of a beautiful Central Park. So what's going on? Chinese woman dies after 4 abortions in a year trying for a boy. Well, that's sad. I just read the first story. Actually, the second story. Because I just scrolled it. But anyway, that's sad. You get 4 abortions in a year, you die. Or I guess... There's all sorts of pop-ups in this weird, and it's a weird site, so they really want a boy there in China, or at least this family did. I'm pro-choice, so I guess I don't have anything to say about that. New Hampshire decriminalizes marijuana. Well, there's a happy story. Good for you, New Hampshire. Of course, decriminalization is not like, oh, it's sold in the store. It's just, hey, we're not going to put you in jail for literally nothing. Judge finds pro-life activists in contempt of court over Planned Parenthood videos. Oh, those are those fake videos where they're like, hey, they're selling fetus parts, which I, by the way, wouldn't have an issue with. It was like a few years ago. That fucking James O'Keefe dude, he's a real piece of shit. I was really disappointed. I found out a friend of mine worked for that guy because he's like a freelance journalist, and he'll just take any money he can, and he said, I'm working for this project. Veritas, whatever, he told me what it was. I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. He said James O'Keefe guy. I'm like, fuck you. How much money could it be? I mean, I get it. I tried to get a job at Fox News once as a comedy writer, which that isn't a big resume builder. Comedy writer for Fox News. But they have them. That show, Red Eye, that used to be on it. And I was like, man, I tried to work for all these liberal shows. And this is obviously before the election. And it was like Donald Trump was still, it was primaries. And there was kind of like, oh, this might be an interesting time to kind of see behind the scenes of this place. But I'm glad I wasn't a part of that. Anyway, let's move on. So they're in contempt of court. I think that's the guy. Nobody Kill Anybody, Murder Free Weekend Urged in Baltimore. Oh, they're trying to like make it happen, like a holiday. Like, hey, let's not kill anybody for a weekend. See how it goes. See if we like it. And it's which really sounds like the best time to kill somebody if you want. I mean, if you're like planning on killing somebody, hey, it's murder free weekend. Nobody's gonna kill anybody, right? Yeah. And you're like, this son of a bitch. Finally. But good luck with that. I like Baltimore. And I don't want to read that story. I don't know what that is. Adding 2% seaweed to a cow's diet reduces their methane output by 99%. Is that, I mean, basically they're saying seaweed stops cow farts. I mean, is that for everybody? Or this is and this story's got a lot of upvotes, and it's the Irish Times. I don't know if I'm not opening that up. But it's probably gonna cost. It probably costs like too much to feed them seaweed. So they're like, "Fuck it." Methane production and is bad for the environment, as I understand it. So therefore, eating meat is bad for the environment. But now if we feed the cow seaweed, so maybe that'll be a new thing. Like, this is a seaweed cow. You don't have to worry about it. It's free range grass and seaweed fed. It's just grass fed. You want grass fed, not corn, for whatever reason. It does sound better. Whenever I see, like, oh, this is grass fed beef, I'm like, oh, I'm way on board. I gotta eat it. An attempted suicide. Man fires rifle at police, only receiving beanbag fire in return. He surrenders after 3 hours. So he couldn't pull the trigger on himself. Suicide by cop. You think that sounds like a good way to go? I would think it sounds like a good way to go, because you're going out in the hail of gunfire. Something romantic about that. And you don't have to do it yourself. You're shooting at, be like, I'm not going to shoot anybody. I just need to shoot the gun in the air and wave it around, and they're going to point it at them, and then they'll shoot me. But now they got these bean bags. So now he's in jail. That's way worse. I said, now you're like, okay, I'm gonna commit suicide. I got all my problems. whatever it is gonna be gone. Whatever, you know, even though not advocating for suicide, but I'm just saying to think that, okay, I'm off the earth, and now you're not only off the earth, you're locked in a fucking cage. And dealing with all sorts of prison stuff. Go to jail a long time shooting at cops. So that's I say to all the kids out there, no, don't go suicide by cop. Don't commit suicide. That's the first thing I say. Don't commit suicide. No, I have a poster. It says suicide. And then it's got a red circle around it and an X through it. Not just the one strike, not like just a whole X. Say no. No suicide. And then I say, no, listen. Some of you are going to kill yourselves. Let's be honest. I'll tell you about it. No suicide. Some of you, a couple of you. What am I going to do? All I'm going to say don't try this suicide by cop. You could end up in jail. You want to do it, you want to finish. And then I go over very effective suicide methods. But then I still, it's an anti-suicide message. That's, and the kids are happy because they get out of class for 2 periods. It's an hour and a half long presentation. Harley Davidson sales declining. Layoffs are planned. Oh, well, I hate motorcycles. They're cool. I don't hate them completely. I just don't like, I hate that they're loud. And I don't understand why they have to be so loud. If they were quiet, I wouldn't give a shit. That's all. If Harley Davidson made a nice quiet motorcycle, I'm not going to ride one. I'm not going to buy one. I don't feel like taking my life into my hands that much. But I would just make a quiet motorcycle. All right, that's it. I'm going to go outside. They'll go buy cat food. So I will see you tomorrow. Email me, tweet at me, all that fucking stuff.
DC.
DC, Washington, DC, Improv, big show. August, let me check the date. I will say this every show. August 5th, Saturday. It's going to be a great show. There's two shows, a 7:30 and a 9:45. And so get tickets, DC Improv Lounge. I will be co-headlining with the wonderful and extremely talented Jacqueline Novak. And it's going to be a great show. So any of you listeners that come, you let me know you're going to be there, and I will be sure to say hello. That's it. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.